Today on 5-Minute Monday, we'll talk about the upcoming changes to Apple Podcasts and what they mean for you. Welcome to 5-Minute Monday, where we bring you the best tips and strategies for building your podcast in 5 minutes or less. So if you're new here, consider subscribing. Now, Apple recently sent out an email to every podcaster on the platform, letting them know about some changes that are coming out later this year, later in 2019. So I wanted to walk through these announcements and break down how it impacts you as a podcaster. Now, the first thing they announced is that iTunes is going away. So Apple is splitting up iTunes, and there will now be three standalone apps: Apple Podcasts, Apple TV, and Apple Music. Now, this doesn't really affect you as a podcaster. It should make viewing podcasts and finding podcasts on MacBooks a little bit easier, but that's about it. Most people listen on mobile devices anyways, and so it's not really going to affect how many people are listening to your podcast. The only thing it'll really do is for people that don't listen to podcasts that might stumble onto the app, that's going to be about the net benefit. Now, the number two announcement, the second thing they announced, definitely affects you. It's search enhancements. And I'm going to read this verbatim from their email. They said Apple Podcasts will allow listeners to discover shows based on audio transcripts, topics, and people. And that's actually really important because right now, to the best of our understanding, the only text, the only metadata that's searchable inside of Apple Podcasts is the podcast title, the episode title, the author or the host, and description fields. So by expanding the amount of text that is searchable, by taking the audio content of your podcast and turning it into written content, Apple can now sift through all of your episodes and match the perfect podcast, the perfect episode to somebody's search, to what they're trying to find. And this should make searching for new podcasts, discovering new podcasts, a lot easier. Right now, it's kind of a crapshoot, right? There's no real good way of knowing if a podcast that you stumble onto or discover is worth your time, or if it's not, or if it's going to talk about what you're interested in or not. And so by expanding the amount of text that Apple can search, hopefully that search function will become much more mature in the same way that Google and YouTube have only gotten better over time. Now, they have their own quirks for sure, but by expanding the amount of text that is available to be searched, this should help with discoverability, which is great. As a podcaster, that is fantastic news. Now, we're not sure exactly how Apple plans on incorporating this data or how they plan on generating it, but as they tell us more, we will definitely keep you updated. Now, the number three thing that they announced is changes to categories. So right now, if you go into Apple Podcasts, they have organized podcasts under different categories. And if when you were setting up your podcast, you should have chosen the categories and subcategories that were good for your podcast, that were appropriate for your podcast. So Apple is taking all of the data from the last 10 plus years of podcasts and changing the categories to better reflect the current landscape. So for instance, they're adding a true crime podcast category, which you might think, well, duh, true crime is like half of all podcasts I've ever heard of. Well, until now, there hasn't been a true crime category. So they're just updating how they're organizing podcasts inside of their app, but it doesn't really affect searchability, findability. If you already did a pretty good job of categorizing yourself, choosing a category and subcategory that fit your show, then you might be in a category that's changing, and so you just need to revisit it and re-update it. Now, if you host with Buzzsprout, we're going to update the categories in your podcast settings to align with Apple's new categories when those changes go into effect. So you don't have to worry about trying to do all this research to figure out what you got to do. We will update Buzzsprout, your Buzzsprout dashboard accordingly. Now, overall, these changes are going to help independent podcasters. Apple continues to be a positive influence in the podcast community, and I'm personally just really excited about the future of podcasting, especially if we continue to move in the direction that Apple is moving. But that is it for today. If you're new here, make sure to subscribe to the channel if you're watching this on YouTube, or subscribe to the 5-Minute Mondays podcast in your favorite app to squeeze even more podcast-related content into your life. Thanks for listening, and as always, keep podcasting.